if you work with 16-bit images in Photoshop, then you're really going to be pretty excited about this, because there is expanded support for these types of images in Photoshop CS. So now we can use almost all the tools and all the image adjustments with 16-bit images, as was before we were limited to only just a few tools and the rest of the tools were grayed out or not available with these types of images. So, and 16-bit images, basically, they hold a lot more information, a lot more shades of color, a lot more shades of gray, depending on if you're working on a 16-bit grayscale or 16-bit color image. Now, to the human eye, it's kind of hard to tell the difference between a 16-bit image and an 8-bit image with the human eye, okay? Most of the time, we can tell the difference, and the biggest difference is when it's actually printed out. Like, print it out on a sheet of paper, or if you're doing some big-time photo posters and things like that. That is where you're really going to notice the difference, okay? Not so much on the screen, okay? And the cool thing about 16-bit images also is that when we apply different image adjustments in Photoshop to these images, there's just like minimal or hardly any data loss at all, because the images are so high and such a high bit that it's able to retain most of the information inside the image. Rather, when we're working with an 8-bit image, it's a lower bit rate, so we're liable to lose, and we do lose a lot of information while, let's say, applying like a levels command or something like that to an image. Well, you're actually pulling away parts of the image, and we don't really get that result with 16-bit image. So 16-bit's a lot higher quality type file, okay? All right, let me give you an example here. First of all, I'm going to come up here to view and come down, go up to window, and I'm going to come down here to histogram, and I want to show you the difference between a 16-bit image and an 8-bit image. You can see right here, this image over here is 16-bit. I've marked it 16-bit at the very top of the file or the window here. And over on this image, I have an 8-bit image. Okay, and both of these image has they have a levels adjustment layer applied to them. Okay, I'm going to go over and switch over to the 8-bit image right here. If you want to follow along with me, open up the Project Files folder on the CD and open up the 16-bit images folder, and you'll find these two waterfall images right here if you would like to follow along with me or just play around with the images. Okay? All right. I've added an adjustment layer to both the 16-bit and the 8-bit image, and if I turn that adjustment layer on, and when I turn it on or make it visible, I'm going to be applying levels to the actual image. Now look down here in the histogram and look what's happened to the histogram. You see these vertical lines going up? Well, that's actually called binding. And when binding occurs, that means that we were actually removing information from the image. We're actually losing information, colors, shades, different shades and things, almost like we're losing quality out of the image when we see that binding occurring. Okay, well, that happens when we're using 8-bit images. Okay, and if I double-click on that adjustment layer to bring up the levels, I'll move this over here. And you can see as I make changes, you can see the histogram change as well. But the binding is still there. No matter what we do, no matter where I slide this slider over here, we're always going to have that binding occurring. Okay, that is because we were working with an 8-bit image. But now I'm going to switch back over to the 16-bit image over here. Then I'm going to turn on the levels adjustment layer that I've created. And look what happens. There's no binding at all. There's nothing. And if I double click on that levels adjustment layer there and make changes, look what happens. All the data and all the information just retains inside the image. We are only brightening, lowering, and brightening different shades inside of the image. We're not actually, changing them so much that, the image just can't handle it. So it just has to remove some of the information out of the image. The 16-bit images are such a high bit that we can actually adjust the levels and still retain the quality and the colors and all the richness of the image. So that is why 16-bit images are so great. So be sure to play around with that. And if you have 16-bit images from your camera or whatever, but if you're planning on doing a lot of print work and you really want your images to look sharp, especially if you're going to blow them up really large, try using a 16-bit process. You can actually convert a 16-bit image to an 8-bit image if you need to. You can come up here to Image Mode and actually come over here and just select 8 bits, and that'll convert the image from 16 to 8-bit if needed, okay? So there you go, and that's what 16-bit images are all about in Photoshop.